Let's go to Scotland, shall we? Because East Fife against Fulham is one of the early pre-season friendlies taking place at the Bayview Stadium at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to someone who has strong links with Fulham and with Scotland. Someone we used to talk to on this programme a lot before his elevation to the higher echelons of society. Tom Greatrix used to just be a Fulham fan. Now he's an MP and he's on the phone. Hello, Tom.
Hi there.
Very good of you to join us. I know you're a busy man, a Member of Parliament and a Shadow Energy Minister as well, but you're going to go and watch Fulham play in East Fife. What on earth are they doing up there?
Well, I'm delighted that this year two of our pre-season friendlies are in Scotland, and I represent a constituency in Scotland, so for me this is a local game today and the first chance to see an interesting new kit and hopefully some good new players.
And I suppose the graph needs to start pointing upwards after a bit of a descent. I covered their last game of the season against Crystal Palace, and there was a kind of acceptance that what happened last season has happened. It's a brand new start now, isn't it? And you know, who knows, in 9 months' time you could win the league and you'll be straight back up there.
Well, who knows? I mean, obviously this is exactly the point of just before the start of the season when everybody's got dreams of being able to finish top of the league, and no matter what league you're in. But there's a big change, lots of new players, lots of players have left. So, you know, a big sort of adjustment to do. But I'm hopeful and optimistic that we can, start winning some games this season, which has been pretty difficult last year.
I can't imagine you have too many heartfelt conversations with Queen's Park Rangers fans, but they will tell you how rotten the Championship is. 46 games, you've got to go some awful places, if I'm honest with you, Tom. And it's a grind, the Championship. Do you think that the Fulham manager and the fans and the players that have been brought in are kind of ready for what is a longer, tougher season than the Premier League? And, of course, there's all that expectation as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's very different. You know, the expectation is obviously different. No one ever thought you're going to, be a Fulham supporter. Even in our best years in the Premier League, you're not ever going to win it. So that's very different. Actually, I think it's quite good to go to some different places for a change. From a fan's perspective, it'd be quite nice to go to Huddersfield and Bournemouth and places like that again after a few years not having done. But yeah, it's a big change, and it may take a little while to sort of get used to it. But I'm as I said, hopeful and optimistic that we can be in a position of doing well this season.
Are you surprised that the manager stuck around, because he was brought in obviously to keep Fulham up? He didn't know a huge amount about English football, but he probably knows even less about the Championship. Would you have perhaps thought that he might have said, you know what, I'll try my luck elsewhere, and they'll bring in kind of a Championship specialist? Or are you the other way around? Maybe he's just the man to try and get you out of this division.
Well, I think, to be fair to me, he hasn't had really the chance to do very much because he came in so late last season, after the transfer window. It wasn't his team. He was trying to get results out of a group of players who had been pretty demoralised and had a bad run of things. So he hasn't really had a chance to show what he can do. So I'm delighted he's stuck around, and hopefully he'll be able to mould the good young players we've got. And the FA Youth Cup last season demonstrated the strength and depth we've got amongst the younger players, and blending that with some new signings to get a decent team that's both exciting and can also win games.
And Fulham are going to be one of the big teams, aren't they, in the Championship this year as well? That's going to be another adjustment for you, because previously, little Fulham in the Premier League, turning Manchester United over, that was always good fun, wasn't it? Whereas now people are going to say, oh, look, Fulham and their lovely ground and their top name manager and their bigger budget because of the money that you've had over the course of the years, and Shah Khan's funding as well. Therefore, it's going to have to involve a little adjustment.
Yeah, it will, and it is different. But there are some big name teams in the Championship as well. I mean, I suppose the other side of it is that teams that have gone down out of the Premier League over the years, a lot of them have struggled to get back up again. So I don't think anyone would be at all complacent about the scale of the job to do. But yeah, it will be different, and in some ways, it'll be quite a nice adjustment for us.
And just paint a little picture for us, if you wouldn't mind, Tom. What is East Fife like for the Fulham fans who can't make it up there?
Well, East Fife play in a place, a small place in Fife called Methil, and the stadium's called Bayview Stadium. It's like a lot of Scottish stadiums that have been relatively new. It's got one stand, so it's a one-sided ground. And the other side of it, well, the last time I was there was about 4 years ago, a lovely view of a disused power station, but I think that's now been knocked down. So something to look at and enjoy if you're not focusing on the pitch.
And apparently there's a piece on your website welcoming Fulham fans to Scotland, is that right? People can go and read that if they want more further insight.
Yeah, well, Scotland played a friendly at Craven Cottage earlier in the summer against Nigeria, so I penned a piece there about all the links between Scotland and Fulham, and there are actually quite a lot. So
yeah, they're playing,
that's on my website.
Are they playing Motherwell as well? Are you going to get to that one?
I am, yeah. Motherwell's, for me, that really is a local game. That is literally 20 minutes down the road from home, so I'll be there next Saturday.
Great stuff. Well, Tom, it's great to speak to you. I know you're a busy man these days. Thank you for all your work, the help you gave us when you were not MP for Rutherglen and Hamilton West, Shadow Energy Minister in Ed Miliband's Shadow Cabinet. We appreciate your time and have a great time at East Fife today.